This is the world's greatest Springsteen podcast, Fisherman and Tom. I'm Fisherman, the bootlegger who pays the highest price. With me, as always, is Tom. How are you doing this morning, Tom?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Had a good week. I'm looking forward to another good week. For those of you who don't know, we usually record on a Saturday morning. So by the time you hear this, it's probably midweek, but we're recording this Saturday morning, March 2nd. And a little bit to talk about in the news. Some sad news. We got news out of one of the bigger, more famous Springsteen cover bands lost a member.
Yeah. Glenn Stewart, he was the lead singer of the B Street Band. And I've seen this cover band three or four times in Florida. You know, and there's a couple others that come around too that I've seen that are really good. I think one's called the Bruce Springsteen Band, and they're really good. But so this guy was only 63, and they've been around forever. You know, they started, I think, in Jersey, right around when the Born in the USA tour came out, I think. And he died of cancer at 63, and he was from Monmouth County. And I think Max paid a tribute to him online and some others. Yeah, that's really
63 is very young.
Yeah, there's even a picture of Chris Christie on stage with them at some concert.
I know what that is. Wait, that's his inauguration. He wanted Bruce to play. And he got, I knew he got a cover band. I know it was the B Street Band because you're telling me that. Unless he took a picture with another, maybe he follows cover bands around New Jersey. But he did get a cover band to play his gubernatorial, did I say that right? Gubernatorial inauguration.
Yeah, I think now that you say that, I do remember that story.
All right. Well, rest in peace, and I'm sorry to start out the show on such sad news. In other E Street Band news this week, Steve just showed up. I don't know if it was planned or not. What we heard is he just showed up at an Asbury Park middle school. What happened there, Tom?
Yeah, this was, I think this was the school he had attended. It was a middle school. The kids are around 12 or so, I think. And it was Martin Luther King Jr. Middle School. And he was there to talk about the Teach Rock curriculum. Looked like he brought a few other people with him. But they sat down in like a like a circle. And he just spoke to them about rock and roll and its impact on kids. And he brought up that before the 50s, there weren't the term teenager didn't even exist, he said, which is, I didn't even think about that. He said there were no teenagers before the 1950s. There was just like children and then adults. There was nothing really in between. He said it wasn't until like the 50s that you heard about teenagers. And of course, you know, music is what they were interested in the 50s, you know, when you see the Beatles and Elvis. But so he really just talked about rock and roll and how important it's been, how important it is to children, and that's about it. There's a short video of the meeting. Yeah, it's not much else to say about it. It was kind of cool though. The kids seem really interested and happy to see Steve.
When I was in middle school, no celebrity, no rock stars came to my school, but our music teacher, you know, remember you had a music class where, I don't know, there were instruments in the room, but you didn't have to play an instrument, but everybody sang. Our music teacher, she taught us the Who's. I can't believe to this day that she did. I mean, She'd never be able to get away with this now. But she taught us for a week, every day, an hour, whatever that class was. The Who's Tommy. She played the record. She handed out the lyrics. She went over what every song was about and what was going on. Middle school, the Who's Tommy told us not to watch the movie. She said the movie was bad. I'm not sure if that was her actual opinion of the movie or she just wanted to keep people, kids from running home and playing the movie on their VCR, on their Betamax, and having parents going, "What the hell is your teacher teaching you?" But yeah, the Who's Tommy, which I think that experience at 12 or 11 years old really helped shape me. I was listening to Barry Manilow and Neil Diamond as a kid because that's what my parents listened to. I had 8 tracks of Barry Manilow that I would play before I went to sleep, and I'd fall asleep to Barry Manilow. And she really opened my eyes to rock and roll, that teacher, music appreciation. So I can see the importance of walking into a middle school and talking about rock and roll.
Yeah, the kids were really receptive to it. And Steve's 73. The guy, he walks in, he looks like a kid. He looks so young and hip, and looks great for his age.
I want to see a picture because the last time I saw him, he was looking. I know that he lost a lot of weight and that can age you. And then slowly the skin gets tighter and you don't look so old. John Goodman lost all that weight, but then he just looked like he was like 100 years old. And now he started to look his age.
No, he looks good. I
All
thought
right.
he looked good. There were some real close-ups.
All right, so the big news this week, the elephant in the room is the best. Is it called the best of Bruce Springsteen?
Yes.
The best of Bruce Springsteen. This is the first time that Bruce Springsteen has ever released a greatest hits best of compilation, right?
Yeah, some articles are calling it a greatest hits. Some are calling it the best of.
You're supposed to call me on that. This is not the first time. This might be the fifth time that he re there was Bruce Springsteen's greatest hits. That was the first one, right? Then there was the
Oh, yeah.
Walmart version. I'm so out of tune because I won't keep buying the same thing over and over. I'm not a collector like that. So I'm not in tune to all of them. But there was the original greatest hits, the first one that came out along with the Blood Brothers that night, going all the way back 29 years now. That was the greatest hits. So I guess there's been songs since then. But then there was the Walmart greatest hits. And there was another greatest hits. I believe there was a third greatest hits. And then there was Essential with a third disc, which was all unreleased. That's my favorite of all of these. My favorite was the Essential with the third disc. But then there was the Essential where they left off the third disc and they just did the first two discs. And that's five. I think this is the sixth time. And someone in the, if GW's around this week, maybe he'll let us know how many I missed because there might be some others. And this is not the first best of compilation. It is the first one with Ghosts and Letter to You on it. It's the first one with those.
I do have the Walmart release in front of me, and this is I don't know if you can see that picture. That was the cover, Bruce on the motorcycle. But
How many tracks are on the Walmart release?
so this one added a few that weren't on the original, and let me just get to it here.
The Walmart was called the Greatest Hits, right? Greatest Hits.
Called the Greatest Hits. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band Greatest Hits. And there were 12 songs. It starts off with Rosalita, which was not on the Greatest Hits. So goes right from Rosalita to Born to Run. Then you got everything we already know about. And it ends with The Rising, Lonesome Day, and Radio Nowhere. And that was the Walmart release. That wasn't exciting for us because we had all,
We're going to
obviously we
talk
had.
about the new track list in a minute. Radio Nowhere did not make the cut.
Well, yeah, it made my cut.
All right. Yeah. We're also going to talk about If Tom were to put together the next Bruce Springsteen greatest hits package or best of package, what his, how many songs on your list, huh?
I've actually, so yeah, if I put a greatest hits together, omitting all the other greatest hits that we already have, just starting from 1995 on, there's 15 songs on my list. So that
That
would
you're
be
adding to the original greatest hit. So you're not including things like Born to Run and Thunder Road.
right. This would be a second greatest hits volume two that you would
Okay.
release now. There's no point of re-releasing a which is what they're doing. You can go buy the greatest hits and have that, and this would be a second disc of 15 songs, which is a
All
lot of
right.
songs.
We're gonna
And
get to that. We're gonna get to that. I want to get to that. And but I first I want to go more in depth on what is actually coming out. For one, I want to point out that this is being released in multiple different formats, and they're all different. This is what they're really going for, is to just get that guy who's got to have everything to buy so many multiple. We already have 50 Born to Run, so why not have 54? So they're putting this thing out in vinyl, which only has 18 songs. And they're putting it out on CD. If you watch or listen to this show, you know that I'm done with CDs. I can't believe people still buy CDs, burn CDs, collect CDs. But they're selling it on CD. They're selling it on vinyl. They're selling it on CD. They're selling it like iTunes. I don't. iTunes is gone, right? But they're Amazon. Whatever. However, people buy their downloaded music, and it's going to be on streaming. Maybe not the first week, but it's going to be on Spotify and all that. So it's going to be available, and they're expecting that collectors are going to buy all the buyable medium, even probably the download. They expect you to buy the. I know people who will. They'll buy the CD and the download. I don't. All right. So there's that. So they've got an 18 song vinyl and a 31 song CD. They got to be looking at, people are going to have to buy both if they're vinyl collectors, because they don't want to just live without the 13 songs, right? Either way, fans who have been buying Springsteen for 20, 30 years are not going to buy this. We all have, unless we're, except for the vinyl heads. They'll buy the 18 disc, the 18 song double album. But most of us are not going to buy this. This is Sony putting something out that they can cash in on, that there's a generation of people that don't have any Springsteen in there. I don't know if they buy CDs.
Yeah, they really didn't think this through because when they came out with 18 tracks, the hook was that they threw in some new songs that we had didn't have. So that's what made us buy it. Now this, they're not releasing anything new. This is just all rehashed stuff everybody's got. Like you said, it's for these people. I don't know who these people are, but they don't have the classics on disc, I guess, and that everyone else in the world has, and they need to buy this, apparently.
And the
So
collector community that has to have everything. So they put a new picture on the cover, they gloss it up. So let's quickly, before we get into Tom's curated part two, greatest hits part two, let's go over the full. I don't have the 18 tracks here from the vinyl,
I've
but I
got
have
the
the 31 from the full release. You have that in front of you?
I do.
You want to go ahead and read me all 31 songs in order?
Okay. Growing Up, which is a bit of a surprise. I think, did he release that as a single? I think he might have, but
Dude, I was what, 5 years old. But growing up, I think, isn't that the lead song off the album, or is that Blinded by the Light?
Blinded by the Light. That Blinded by the Light would have made more sense, and that's on the Essentials.
And that's
But
not on here.
no. So right away it starts off with a song that I mean, the growing up on 75 to 85 is a
Is
great
Growing
hook.
Up on the greatest hits?
No, Growing
Is
Up's nowhere.
it on your part two of greatest? Oh no, yours just goes on from 95, right?
Oh, and my list is an actual greatest hit. Like, this is not a hit. Growing Up was not a hit. So I don't know why.
But he's really remembered for it. It's one of his staples. And I think that this, that's why it's called Best Of and not Greatest Hits, because this is staples. These are concert staples, things that, you know, radio staples. It's missing Jungle Land, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and there's one at the end I'll tell you about, but
that's even a radio. That's even a Jungle Land. If I remember, I don't listen to the radio anymore, but Jungle Land used to be on classic rock radio fairly, you know, not regularly, not like Fleetwood Mac's biggest hits, but and not as much as Born to Run, but you would hear Jungle Land on classic rock radio. I don't see it on here.
Surprising because it's so long.
And so is this list, so we better move a little bit quicker. We're on song number two.
Yeah, Growing Up, Rosalita, Born to Run, Thunder Road.
Whoa. What are you reading?
The 18 tracks.
Oh, the 18. Okay. Let me do the 31, and then we'll come back because we'll notice what's missing. All right? Because the 31 tracks is Growing Up, Spirit, Rosalita, Sandy, Born to Run, 10th Ave, Thunder Road, Badlands, Prove It, The River. I did hear that that's not on the vinyl, The River. Hungry Heart, Atlantic City, Glory Days, Dancing in the Dark, Born in the USA, Brilliant Disguise, Tougher Than the Rest, Human Touch, If I Should Fall Behind, Living Proof, Streets of Philadelphia, Ghost of Tom Joad, Secret Garden. Did that make the 18?
Yes.
That's a big radio hit, but I was still surprised to see it because he's just ignores it. The Rising. You ignored it from your dirty song list too last week.
Shouldn't have. Yeah.
No, you shouldn't have.
It just came to me a whole other story, but yeah, that should have been on the dirty song list.
Yeah. So Secret Garden, The Rising, Long Time Coming, Girls in Their Summer Clothes, The Wrestler, We Take Care of Our Own, Hello Sunshine, which I know that was the lead song, but it's the interesting pick to be the only one from Western Stars. Ghosts and Letter to You, both from Letter to You. It's a nice package. Wow, fans are like, it's nothing new. Like, okay. He's allowed to release his songs. And that's a nice package. I think that anybody who wants to find out what Bruce Springsteen's all about, that's a great set list. So what do you get if you only buy the album, the vinyl version? Read me that 18 list.
Oh, and just on the dirty song list, Paula, one of our listeners, did bring up another song that we might have left off called The Fuse. And according to her, it's a dirty song. I had seen a little bit on that, but I never considered it anything. It's kind of difficult to figure out what that song's even about. So, and we're going to discuss.
I have to go back and listen to it or read the lyrics again because it doesn't strike me. But you know, I don't know. It's not what I sing along to either.
You want me to list all 18?
Yeah, list 18. We'll see if we can figure out what's missing.
Growing Up, Rosalita, Born to Run, Thunder Road, Badlands, Hungry Heart, Atlantic City, Dancing in the Dark, Born in the USA, Brilliant Disguise, Human Touch, Streets of Philadelphia, Ghost of Tom Joad, Secret Garden, The Rising, Girls in Their Summer Clothes, Hello Sunshine, and the final song is Letter to You.
So they left off, 13 songs, but some good one. Ghost is missing, We Take Care of Our Own, The Wrestler, Long Time Coming, Living Proof, If I Should Fall Behind. Was that on there, If I Should Fall Behind?
No.
Living Proof, If I Should Fall Behind, Human Touch. That was on there, Human Touch.
Yeah, Human Touch, number 11.
That was the one song from that era. Brilliant Disguise, Tougher Than the Rest. You had Brilliant Disguise, but not Tougher Than the Rest, right?
Right.
Missing, I think, Glory Days? Missing Glory Days.
Yeah.
Missing The River. Missing Spirit in the Night, Sandy. It's missing. 13 songs. All right. It's missing a lot. Get the CD version. If you're listening, if you've never heard Bruce Springsteen before, yet somehow you were searching through Spotify and have gotten 20 minutes, 25 minutes into the world's greatest Springsteen podcast, episode 34. This is a good set for you to get. This set will be good. These are all very good songs. They left off Living Proof. You got to get the CD version. I don't know. I don't even understand the vinyl people. People who are crazy. Yeah. I got rid of all my vinyl. All right. Well, that is the new record. If you're the type who's got nothing and you need something, it's for you. If you've already got everything, you probably don't need it. If you're the kind of person who has to have absolutely everything that the man's ever put his face or picture on, prepare to start spending some money. It's coming. It's coming out in April.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to hear real quick, my greatest hits volume.
Yes. Two. Yes. Now it's time for what would you be happy to lay down money for? Because this is Tom's list of shit that has come out since 1995, since the first greatest hits that deserves its own greatest hits volume two, as some artists would tend to call them.
Yeah, these are not, you know, necessarily my favorites. This is what I would, if I was put in charge to put out a greatest hits album for Bruce, and this just makes sense, and this is what it would be. So yeah, you would just go out and buy that greatest hits album from 95. It ends in 1995. From there till the present, we don't have anything. We don't have a greatest hits. So this would be it. There's 15 of them. And here it is in order. Starts in 1995. Goes to Tom Joad. Dead Man Walking. Land of Hope and Dreams. American Skin, 41 Shots. The Rising. Lonesome Day. Devils and Dust. Radio Nowhere. Long Walk Home. Working on a Dream. My Lucky Day, The Wrestler, We Take Care of Our Own, Letter to You, and Ghosts.
Well, the new set's got a handful of them. You've got some of them are coming. The Wrestler, We Take Care of Our Own, Ghosts, Letter to You, Ghost of Tom Joad. Did you say Secret Garden and The Rising?
Let's see. No, because Secret Garden is on the 95.
Yeah, that was technically on the 95, right? That was a bonus. We talked about bonus songs on the last one because we were talking about The Wrestler. Secret Garden was a bonus song because it wasn't a greatest hit. It had never been released before.
Yeah, if it hadn't been on there, it would certainly be on here because it was a huge hit.
All right. So go to your local record store and demand Tom's pick for Bruce Springsteen Greatest Hits Volume 2. And if they try to hand you the new best of, no. Don't you listen to the world's greatest Springsteen podcast. All right. So, Tom, give us three more. We're working our way. We've only got six songs left on The Rising. We'll do three today. We'll save three for next week.
All right.
Real quick. Read the nine songs we've already looked at.
Okay. Lonesome Day, Into the Fire, Waiting on a Sunny Day, Nothing Man, Counting on a Miracle, Empty Sky, Worlds Apart, Let's Be Friends, Further On Up the Road.
All right. That brings us to tracks 10 through 12. 10, 11, 12. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. So we got The Fuse, which we spoke of earlier.
Very dirty, from what I understand. Very dirty song. Filthy.
Yeah, it's actually, now that I'm looking at my notes, which, you know, I did this a while ago, some do speak of this song about it being about sex. And, but I didn't quite get that, but it's not one of my favorites on the album. I don't know about you, but it was actually used in the closing credits of a Spike Lee movie called The 25th Hour. And The Fuse, it represents life, and that the fuse is lit as soon as we're born and eventually leads to death. So you should make the most of life. That's the story here, I think, of the fuse.
And you're supposed to turn out the light.
Yeah. And I believe it was also, dropped from the set list along with Worlds Apart towards the end of the tour. And otherwise it was done like every night when the tour started. And, it's a pretty haunting song. Just wasn't really one of my favorites. Not one I put on, you know, over and over if I was playing the Horizon album. Is that one of your favorites?
Yeah, I mean, like you do that to me, like favorite, best. I love the fuse, not enough to know all the lyrics or know why it's a song about sex. I'm gonna have to go back to that. But yeah, fuse is burning. I love every song, man. Every single song.
Well, yeah, I'm with you on that, especially Horizon. But maybe Paula can let us know where the sex comes in.
She can put it in the comments. She was commenting on last week's show today.
Yeah, well, she added a comment about it. She didn't leave details of how, but she did mention this. So then we got Mary's Place, which I loved the album version, you know, especially when it came out. This is not years later that we've all seen it over and over and over, and you know, we may tire of it.
And, is it the fact that you've seen it over and over that makes you tire of it, or is it the shtick?
Maybe the long, you know, it's a long song anyway. So it, and there's times on certain tours, maybe it was the Vote for Change tour where he stops in the middle and there's a long, you know, political thing going on. So,
I really liked it on this current tour. I really liked Mary's Place on this current tour.
Yeah, most were pretty angry that showed up. But yeah, this current tour, it's condensed. It's actually very good. If you're going to play it, it's the best way to hear it, which is what he's doing now. I don't know if he'll continue, but I like the album version. The knee slide, which I'm always talking about on your show, on your concert show, it never got old for me. I thought that was great. And that was every day during the Rising tour. He would, you know, at the end of the song, just take off and slide across the stage on his knees. And of course he did it also on Waiting on a Sunny Day. But it would go on a bit too long. It was, you know, this song was talked about as being the new Rosalita of the Rising tour. So the Rosalita would be the staple of this long song. Mary's Place took over as being that. It never really quite took off like Rosalita, and it'll never be as popular as Rosalita, but that was what we were told. The song itself is about bringing the community together and providing comfort after 9/11. And it's an uplifting song about moving on. And I'm really just, you know, it's like a party song. Really, really good. I won't ask you if you like it. I know you do.
But I love every song. I love them all. Except the Angel.
Yeah. I love the Angel. So, and then we got the final song here, You're Missing.
Love that. Great song.
I don't know anyone that doesn't. It's just so good. There is a version of it on Saturday Night Live. If you all haven't seen it, it's excellent. And the song's about grief and emptiness when losing someone. And this person lost was in the home of this person that's singing, and is always reminded of the loss because their things are still there. And so
that's about that theme. That theme continues in Ghosts and Letter to You, where the things stick around as when the people are no longer there. So we got three left. One more next week. We should make a big to-do. We're finishing The Rising. A lot of podcasts, they handle an album in one episode, but we just have too much to talk about on every episode to devote an entire episode to 15 songs from The Rising. So next week, we will finish up those last three tracks on The Rising. Why don't you just really quick give us a preview? What three songs are left?
Okay. The Rising, Paradise, My City of Ruins, and there are two Rising outtakes also. Harry's Place and Down in the Hole.
We will squeeze in all five next week. And I wanted to quickly... we did that last week. I wanted to quickly talk about... there we go. I was reading last week's notes. I wanted to quickly talk about... Tom likes to make lists. And this is his list of the top 15 Bruce cover songs. Now, I know you told me this before, but as you know, I got memory issues. Is it top 15 songs that Bruce has covered or top 15 songs of Bruce's that other artists have covered?
This is Bruce covering someone else's song.
All right, let's boogie through 15 fairly quickly without going too in-depth. What are your favorite 15 Bruce? There's more than 50. Are there more than 15 songs that Bruce has covered?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all this right. Is just my... These are the best ones, I think.
All right. I got a couple of favorites myself.
No particular order.
All right.
Viva Las Vegas. I ain't got no home.
I know I don't want to cut you off after each one, but I hope to hear that at T-Mobile Arena in just 3 weeks when he plays here in Las Vegas. You know that my house is like, right, I could never be a weatherman. It's like, right around here. That's where I live. I could walk to T-Mobile Arena. So, yeah. I'm hoping he plays Viva Las Vegas. All right, that was number one. Go ahead with your list.
Yeah, and speaking of that song, you know, Bruce released a studio version of Viva Las Vegas.
He did, I do recall, yes. And he played, it's one, we were talking about reprises recently. We saw there was a release that had a reprise on it where he opened and closed with the same song. And he does that rarely, but he did it in Vegas with Viva Las Vegas about 24 years ago.
I believe, is it on the Essentials Disc 3, I think?
Could be. Asking the wrong guy for fact checker. Hey, GW, is it on Essentials?
Definitely was released. All right, then we got I Ain't Got No Home, High Hopes, Chimes of Freedom, Give My Love to Rose, Trapped, War, Twist and Shout, Jersey Girl, Pretty Flamingo, It's My Life, Raise Your Hand, Better Things, Devil with the Blue Dress, and Dream Baby Dream.
Well, now you didn't have my favorite on there. My favorite is I Want You by Bob Dylan, which I like a lot more than Chimes of Freedom. And I like Chimes of Freedom, but I think I Want You might be the greatest Dylan cover, and I listen to the Grateful Dead. They did like 400 Dylan covers, and I think it's one of Bruce's best covers. I think, you know, he did it in 75 just a few times, and it's available on the Bryn Mawr 75 bootleg that's pretty popular. It's a soundboard or a radio show, and that is a high quality recording of my favorite Bruce cover. And I can't think of anything else that you left off that I would really feel is missing.
I'll take the L on that, because you are right, and I didn't, that's not on my list, and it should be, and I have that, and that is an excellent version of I Want You. It's just so good. Excellent.
Very, very good. All right. So also, because last week Tom did a list based on an article he read about the places in Jersey where you could run into Bruce Springsteen. And what I neglected to do is I wanted to talk about all the lyrics where Bruce has literally told you where you could meet him. Like, he's asked us to meet me tonight in Atlantic City, right? And meet me in the city tonight, and meet me tonight on top of the hill, and meet me in the land of hope and dreams. And if you've got more, put them in the chat, put them in the comments. Meet me. It's got to start meet me. People talk about this and they start talking about places where he mentions that he might be. No. He's got to specifically say, meet me. Meet me tonight on top of the hill. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Doesn't have to be tonight. Meet me in the city tonight, but it's fine. But it doesn't have to be tonight. It could be meet me. You have any? You got any meet me's?
Top of my head. I like that you have a list, though.
I didn't put it together. I'm missing like a half a dozen meet me's.
It's got to be more.
There's definitely more. By next week, we'll have a solid list, because our 17 listeners are going to send me their meet me's. But it's got to say meet me. Meet me tonight. Meet me in. Meet me on. Meet me. Not a place that he's going to be. Darkness on the edge of town. He doesn't say meet me on the darkness on the edge of town, does he?
No, I don't think so.
It's where that's where he's easily found. But he is not asking you to meet him there.
Yeah.
All right. I think we covered everything I wanted to cover, which is good. I think we're on time and not running late. We even have time for a little bit of hurdle. Do you have time for another round of hurdle?
Yeah. I do have a couple of lists. I don't know if you did. You have it down there?
Yeah. The horses. It's gonna be right up there with the cats,
the horses, the doctors, you know, the cops.
Let's do one of those a week.
Yeah,
and let's start it with next week. We're already 45 minutes in, and we're gonna spend 10 minutes on hurdle. Love to keep it under an hour. Horses, best horses, silver palomino.
I mean, this is important, but I think we could wait.
Is Silver Palomino on your list?
Well, I don't want to give it away. I mean,
if it's really good debate, maybe we'll make time for it on next week. If you left off Silver Palomino, god damn it.
Yeah, well, the horses list is short. If you want, well, it's only five, obviously.
All right, I'm gonna cut all that, so I'll do an intro. All right, so I don't want to forget, before we go to hurdle, Tom did have maybe what he thinks might be the most important list that he's ever brought to the show. And this is top five?
Yeah, top five.
Top five horses mentioned in a Bruce Springsteen show.
That's right.
All right.
So number one
song. I'm sorry. You know, the top five horses in a Bruce Springsteen song.
Number one is Chasing Horses. Then we got, is it Chasing Wild Horses or is it, is that the name
isn't
of it?
That, isn't that from Western Stars?
Which I'm not familiar with.
No, you don't even know, how can it be best of if you don't even know the album?
Well, he it says it right in the title. So I have,
he mentions a horse, man, qualifies. It's a winner.
Chasing Wild Horses, apparently, is the name of the song.
All right.
I said Chasing Horses. Then we got Pony Boy.
Pony Boy.
Then there's Land of Hope and Dreams.
Right. Land of Hope and Dreams. Land of Hope and Dreams mentions horses.
Yeah. He says the line is something horse and gamblers.
Oh, you're kidding me. Come on, Tom.
Yeah,
whores and gamblers. Whores.
Ha. I have horse here.
This train carries whores and gamblers. You know that, right?
GW, if you're listening.
Oh, he's not. I'm cutting this right the fuck out. Nobody on earth wants to hear you say that you thought he said horse and gamblers. Whores! This train carries saints and sinners. This train carries losers and winners. This train carries whores and gamblers. That should be your line.
Well, I have carries horse and gamblers. Well, I was running out of horses, so I had to put that in. I was hoping no one would catch it. I hope they know I'm kidding. So then we got.
Oh, you meant you weren't kidding? See, I didn't. See, I don't know when you're kidding either. That's a problem, because I just thought you really thought he was saying horses there.
That was the joke. So then
oh my God. All right. I'll cut it up somehow.
Ruined it.
I'm sorry.
So then we got Winter Song. He says, in Winter Song, he says, give me winter, that old icy horse.
You mean whore? Give me that old icy whore.
Like I said, I was definitely running out of horses. I feel like there's probably a horse song that I couldn't come up with that is out there. But and then the last one, this may be the last one. Let's see. Forget what number we're on. But I got a Erie Canal. And he says, I've got a mule and his name is Sal.
Did I miss Silver Palomino?
Oh, I forgot about that one.
You got the whores. But he didn't get Silver Palomino.
Yeah. Oh, and then the last one you're really gonna hate, because I thought I was getting desperate, but even the others are pretty bad. But this is a meeting across the river, where he says, "Hey Eddie, can you lend me a few bucks?" And the only reason I put that in is because of his name, which is Ed, which was a horse, a famous horse, Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed didn't have any currency to lend. He lived in a barn. He talked. Farmer had all the money. All right. That's Tom's list of his favorite whores from. Here's my favorite whores. The Whores and Gamblers from Land of Hope and Dreams. The Chicken Reno. And the Virgin Mary from If I Was the Priest.
Yeah, but this is the horses, not whores.
Oh no, I thought it was your list of favorite whores.
Oh God.
All right. Let's get to this week's edition of Springsteen Hurdle. We will put Tom to the test on some of the clues from this past week's Springsteen Hurdle. All right, Springsteen Hurdle time. Here we go, round one. I think I got it.
This Life?
Put that in. I have something different in my head. Oh, you're way better than me. The funny thing is, I thought it was Working on a Dream, so I had the right album. I thought it was the title cut, though. All right. You are one for one in one note. Awesome. Bring up round two. All right, so this is round two.
I have a feeling that's on, that's probably on that covers album, or it could be Western Stars, but I'm thinking probably the cover. What do you think?
I don't know. I was thinking it was like Zero and Blind Terry or something like that with a piano intro. I have no idea. You want the next clue or you want to guess something?
No, I would have no clue. So yeah, give me another one.
I know it. Yeah, it is Western Stars.
Okay. So yeah, I'd have to, unless you gave me a little more, maybe I'd get it, but I doubt it. Do you have a guess? Do you know it?
Sunrise, sunrise. Sundown, sundown.
Sounds right.
It is Sundown from Western Stars.
Yeah, not familiar with that album, but I guess if we were going to throw a greatest hits from that album on anything, it would be my two favorites, which or one of the two favorites, which is Tucson Train or There Goes My Miracle.
And what was on there, Mr. Hello Sunshine? Hello Sunshine. All
Yeah.
right. Here comes round three. Or was that round three? That was round two, right? No, I got round two. That was round three. Here we go.
I think that's Harry's place.
It's not Harry's place. It from the River Outtakes? Not much help. Not much help there in the third clue.
Wow. Well, that's got to be, I'm thinking either Soul Covers. It doesn't sound like it would be on Western Stars.
No, that's not on Western Stars. Broken Hearted from the Souls covers, right?
Yeah, you're gonna get me every time with that album.
Not the Broken Hearted. That's a Bruce on the Broken Hearted. Something, something, something for the Broken Hearted, right?
Yeah, his song from the Promise is The Broken Hearted.
What becomes of the Broken Hearted? There we go. All right. We are not well versed in the Souls cover album.
I guess it could have been worse. We could have got a Soul Covers Volume 2 instead of the Greatest Hits.
All right, Tom. I think it's round five. I don't know. We'll do one or two more and we'll get out of here. Here we go. Round probably five. Kitty's back.
There you go.
Right. Now I'll still give you two more.
Are we going to hear Kitty's back on the new tour?
Yes. He might mix some stuff up, but I think Kitty's back is here to stay. Backstreet's with Last Man Standing is here to stay. The encore is Here to Stay, the one song from the new album. Some other things are here to stay, but there's some chance. We've seen the spots that can get mixed up, shaken up. Some stuff is Prove It All Night's Here to Stay, Promised Land, Letter to You, Ghosts, those are all here to stay. All right, Tom, give you a couple more because I snuck in there with the kiddies back. That was pretty easy.
I've got it. It's on Tracks. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think
Feels
that's
like Tom Joad's song to me.
no.
Feels like it should be on the tip of our tongues, right?
Don't play anymore because I got it in my gonna screw me up. Oh man, I got the song. I'm singing it to myself. I know the lyrics. When we fight, you want to talk it out. You won't say nothing at all. You got it? It's on
No, I
Tracks.
don't have it.
I believe it's disc four.
Would you like to go look at your set list of your copy of tracks?
No, I don't want to cheat. I got it. It's going to come to me.
Maybe your problem is this song belongs on your list of songs that don't say the title in the song.
Yeah, I think that might be the issue I'm having. It's yeah, it's an odd title. I've got all the lyrics in my head up until the he says the name of the song, and that's just what. I don't know why that's. I gotta visualize this the disc four here. It's gonna start out when we fight. You want to talk it out. Fuck.
This round of Springsteen Hurdle will be continued next week on the world's greatest Springsteen podcast.
Oh my God, it's killing me.
I think Mick is getting ready to throw in the towel.
I'm so, I'd be all right if I couldn't, if I didn't know the all the rest of this song in my head, and I still can't title because that. You won't say nothing at all.
One more clue and we give up.
Man, you don't know it? You
I
know
have
that,
no
right?
idea. I mean, yeah, I recognize the song, but I can't give you the title. Here we go. We're giving up in front of everybody, all our viewers. Wages of Sin. And he does sing that in the song too. Wages of Sin. That's in the
Yeah.
lyrics, yeah. All right. One more to save face. Maybe we'll get lucky and it'll be Born in the USA. It's all at random. Okay. That was definitely a hard one.
I should have had it.
All right, here we go. Last round. Springsteen Hurdle. We got to do better than that.
You got it?
No, not a clue. Big Muddy.
No, I would say it's on West, no, Ghost of Tom Joad, possibly Devil, I'd say Devils and Dust. It's on that album.
Well, we are not doing well today.
All right, hang on. I got it.
All right.
I think it's Metamoris Banks, which we've done before.
I thought we had that one recently. I couldn't spell it, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's M-A.
Can't spell it. I can't even say it.
It is not Metamoris Banks.
Okay. Definitely on that album.
That help?
Oh man, it could be Black Cowboys. It could be so many damn songs here. Maybe give me a little bit more.
It's not Black Cowboys.
I was barely 13 years old.
It's fucking Silver Palomino.
Damn it. A horse song, really?
All right. Enough humiliation for 1 week. I think that brings us to the end. Unless there's something you want to add today before we sign off, Tom?
Just cut that whole lurtle out if it's lurtle.
It's hurdle.
Hurdle. Okay.
We'll do lurtle next week. Just as yep. Difficult and humiliating.
The only thing, we may get an official release, maybe next week, an archive. Hopefully, I have no idea what.
That would be awesome.
Should be getting together to rehearse a little bit, I would think, for this tour that's starting up in just a couple of weeks.
We shall see. I'm going 3 weeks from yesterday, Friday night. Two more Fridays. I don't know. 22nd of March, T-Mobile Arena, the show that I predicted. I can walk to this place. All right. So that brings us to the end of the episode. And for Tom and me, Fisherman, the bootlegger who pays the highest price, the world's greatest Springsteen podcast loves you.